sicher, wie geht es überhaupt? Wir sind nicht mehr sicher, aber wir müssen kommen.
Chazal tell us, "Mishnich nasad amar b'simcha." Of course, you know, we don't need an explanation what it means, and probably it's not everyone's first adar, so everyone knows what we need to do. But like usual, I think it's kedai to check out and make sure we know what Chazal intended, and to make sure that we're taka in sync and in line with what Chazal intended, because if we do things right, so it can be for us a growing opportunity, and also because l'maisa we can enjoy it much more if we do things the way Chazal said. And I'll try to explain what I think it means. So first, it's kedai to see Rashi. Rashi over there explains why Mishnich Nasad Amar B'Simcha. So Rashi says, Yemei Nisim Hayu LiYisrael Purim UPesach. That when Adar comes in, so now we're coming to the time of Nisim, what Kal Yisrael had Nisim, Purim and Pesach. So first of all, there's a chiddush over here that Rashi tells us that when Mishnich Nasad Amar B'Simcha, it's not just till Purim and it's not just Adar. It's something that's supposed to take us through till Pesach. Just like it says, Mishnich Nasad Mematim B'Simcha, it's only for 2 weeks, it's not for the whole month. It means till it's Nageya. Over here, it's Nageya to us from Purim till Pesach. What does Rashi say? It's Yemei Nisim. So I have a question. Why is Nisim supposed to make Simcha for us? What's the Simcha we're supposed to get from Nisim? Right? Rashi's telling us that's the Simcha that we're supposed to feel in Adar. The Simcha of the Ness of Purim and the Ness of Pesach. How exactly is the Ness supposed to make Simcha for us? That's the question that I want to discuss. Maybe it's a simple question, but I'd like to work on it, to point it out, so that Mirchem everyone will be able to have an incredible Simcha, and also that they'll be able to grow from it. Okay, so that's the question. So before I answer, so I want to point out that this question is a question which it's really negeh to our whole lives. Because in our whole lives, we want to have simcha, we want to be b'simcha, right? And it's not just during Adar. Marbim b'simcha, but always we want to be able to access that, we want to understand what simcha is. So I want to try to give an understanding of where simcha comes from, and then hopefully we'll be able to have it more, we'll be able to do to have Purim the right way. And that's what I want to speak about. So first, before we talk about what simcha is, so I want to point out what it isn't. Because there's a certain confusion, I think, that people mix up simcha with other feelings, other experiences that a person has. Very often, we relate simcha and connect it with enjoyment, pleasure. If we enjoy ourselves, if someone asks you, are you happy? You know, if a guy's in the middle of enjoying himself, he's eating a good meal or whatever it may be. So he'll say, I'm happy. I'm enjoying myself. And so we think that enjoyment, pleasure, goes together with simcha. But l'maisa, the two are not connected. And that's the first thing. I just want to explain the difference between enjoyment and simcha, and then to try to explain how we access that simcha, how do we get to it. But just first, this point, when we talk about enjoyment and pleasure, so we're talking about a physical experience. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to enjoy things in the world. That physical enjoyment is not real simcha. In fact, everyone knows that sometimes it works against you. If you look, you know, in the world, some people who are enjoying themselves the most are the most unhappy people in the world, because it doesn't make simcha. Not only doesn't it make simcha necessarily, but often when a person is just running after the thrills, being that it's just a physical thing, so it's short-lived, and as soon as he's finished, so right afterwards, it's gone, he's finished, and he has nothing to show for it. So then what? So then again, he starts thinking about it. He'd like some more, and he has to get himself back in, however long it takes. Sometimes, you know, it doesn't happen right away, immediately. It takes time, but then he starts anticipating the next time, and this doesn't really do for him. It's just something temporarily. I'm not going to say he didn't enjoy and he didn't have pleasure. He did. But it's not that real deep simcha that we're talking about. Because real simcha is an experience that comes from inside. It's a nafshi experience. It's something that the neshama has. It's something that's a deep feeling. It's something that's meaningful, that lasts. What do I mean it lasts? It doesn't mean that the high of the simcha necessarily will last forever, but even after the simcha goes away, but we can feel enriched from it. We feel different because we went through it. That's what Emes the Simcha is supposed to be. If someone goes through a Purim and has simcha the way he's supposed to, so even when Purim is finished, so he should feel that he was uplifted and enriched from it because he had real simcha, because the simcha is the experience of the neshama that the neshama had. And it's not the experience of the guf. This is a differentiation which I think we have to get clear in our heads at first, is that enjoyment, usually what we talk about is some kind of physical, emotional enjoyment. It's short-lived, and when it's gone, it's gone, and it leaves us without. And simcha is something deep, nafshi, something in the neshama. And that's what we have to discuss. So how do we get to that simcha? Where does it come from? Okay. So let's talk. There's a half of the Medrash in this week's parasha made a tremendous reshim on me, this Medrash. It speaks about, in Parashas Truma, Perek Lamed Dalet, Reis Gimel, it says like this, Vasu Aaron, and it brings the Pasuk, Vasu Limikdash, and it says like this, Omra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klai Yisrael, Atem Tzayni, Vani Roya, you're like my sheep, and I am your shepherd, the one who takes care of you. The Gemara brings Psukim, and then it says, Asu dir l'roya sheyovoy v'yira eschem. So what am I asking you when I ask you to make a mishkan? Make a place for me to stay close to you so that I could take care of you, like a shepherd takes care of his flock. And that's what it says. L'kach nemer v'osli mikdash v'shachanti b'soichem. And then it says again, Atem kerem, Shanema brings a pasuk, Keren Hashem Tzvokas, you're like a vineyard. Vani Shemer, and I'm like the guardian of the vineyard. And then it says the same thing, brings a pasuk, and it says, Asu sukkah l'shemer sheyishmer eschem. Make a sukkah, make some kind of hut for the Shemer, that the Shemer could come into the vineyard and watch and protect you from dangerous things from the outside. And then it says again, Atem bonim vani avichem. You are like children, and I'm your father. And then it says, "Kovod lebanim k'shein eitz laviyam." It's a kovod to the children when they're near their father on his table. V'kovod la'av k'shu eitz labonav. And it's a kovod to the father when he's near his children. And then it says, "Asu bias la'av sheyovoy v'yishra eitz labonav." Make a bias for me that I can come and dwell with you. So in the first one explained that the first one is going on the Mishkan, the second one is going on when they came into Eretz Yisrael and they had the Mishkan and Noiv Givon, and the third one is going on the Beis HaMikdash. But it's pretty much the same concept. The concept is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that build me a Mishkan, a Mikdash, so that I can come near you and take care of you. We can imagine in the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ba'ikuli Truma, they start going, gathering, people come to work. A kid will ask his parents, what are you doing? What are we doing? We're so involved in this, and maybe the mother's one of the ones who's sitting and working with the weaving the things, or the father's one of the artisans. They're busy the whole time. What's, you know, like we're going to say soon in Nagoda, what is it for? What are we doing? So what does the parent have to answer the child? What's the answer? The answer is because what this medrash says, a marshal, let's say, everyone knows, you know, everyone likes it when Zaidi comes to visit, right? He comes, he gives presents, right? So let's say a mother says, you know, Zaidi would like to come live with us. And when he's here, you know what it's like, you know? You tell him you need a new whatever, a new car, right? Your car's, you know? So maybe he'll get you one, yeah? Your bed is broken, he'll do this. Everyone likes it when Zaidi is around. So the mother says, you know, Zaidi wants to come live with us. Let's build a room. If we add on a room to the house, so then Zaidi will come and live with us. So what's the kid going to say? Great. You know, just, I'm getting him first, you know? And because everyone wants that Zaidi should be there to take care, because that's the way we look at it, right? That's what the parents have to tell the kids in the Mishkan. That's what they told them. We're building a Mishkan because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's our shepherd, who's our father, who cares about us, he wants to come close with us to take care of us. And that opportunity is an opportunity that we don't want to miss out on. The opportunity of having HaKadosh Baruch Hu close to us so he can take care of us. That's what the Medrash is saying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I want to take care of you. I want to be there near you. I want to be your Shemer. I want to be your Roya. I want to be your Av. I want to be like a father to you. I want to take care of you. Make me a place so that I can do that. And that's what the Mishkan represented to Klal Yisrael. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu being with them to take care of them. And this is something which it's something we have to think about. It's something really we should think about all the time. This feeling of a Yid, how a Kodesh Baruch takes care of him, what it is to be a Yid. Just recently I saw a lashon of a Mishnah in Seifa, it caught my attention, that it says, Parsha, later on in Dvarim, it says when the Yidin used to go to war, so the Kohen used to call them in, used to tell them what scared should go back, right? And afterwards, when they were ready to go out to war, so it says the Kohen used to tell them, don't be scared. Why? Ki Hashem Elokechem Ohelech Imachem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. Heim Boim B'Nitzchoina Shal Basa V'Dam Ba'atem Boim B'Nitzchoina Shal Makam. The whole world, they work with Kechas Basa V'Dam. That's not where we're coming from. We're coming with something else. Atem Boim B'Nitzchoina Shal Makam. Plishtim Bo B'Nitzchoina Shal Goliath. The Plishtim sent Goliath to fight against the Yidden. Right? So he stood there. He was Macharef, Megadef, he cursed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what happened was Seif Nafal B'Cherev Naflima. And then he got killed, and they got killed with him. What did David tell Goliath? He said, you're coming to be Macharef, Megadef, and I'm coming B'Shem Hashem L'Kei Tzvois, I'm coming B'Shem Hashem, and therefore I'm not scared of you. And we all know the story, that David managed to kill him with his little rock, right? His big, giant Goliath. That's the difference between a Yid. A Yid is coming B'Shmei Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way a Yid has to feel, is that we merit and we are zeicha to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our Av, as the one who takes care of us. And it's a source, it's something we have to work on to develop in ourselves. Just recently I was thinking about it also, I saw halacha. I'm just saying Agosha, it's something that struck me. There's a halacha that says that it's asur to sell karka to a guy in Eretz Yisrael, right? Someone's learning Avodah Zarah, so the halacha is over there. What's the reason? One of the reasons is because you're not allowed to be mafkia Eretz Yisrael from Mechiv Maisers. The land of Eretz Yisrael is Mechiv Maisers. If you sell it to a guy, so the land becomes part of Maisers. What? Who are we offending? What are we doing? What's the problem? The Teretz is because there's such a thing that a land that's Mechiv in Maisers, and that land is it's something. It's a schus for the land. It sounds like a funny thing. What do you mean? We're mechuyev mitzvahs. The land is mechuyev mitzvah. There's such a thing called karka being mechuyev mitzvahs. We had it in Chumash by Avram. It says when Avram bought the Stefron, it says vayakom hasada. So Rashi says tkum ha'isala. It was uplifted the field because it went from being Ephraim's to being Avram's. We're talking about a clod of earth. We're talking about dirt. Dirt that goes into Avram's Rishos, dirt that's Mechuyev Maaser is different dirt. That's dirt. We're about a person, us, being Klal Yisrael, that we have Torah, we have mitzvahs, we have a Kodesh Baruch Hu taken care of. Allah has kam v'kam. This is something that we have to think about all the time. We have to think about this when we make the bracha shalei asani goy, when we say asher kitshonu b'mitzvahs v'tzivonu. These are the things we have to think about. What's the Nageya to Purim? What's the Nageya to Pesach? Getting back to that, this is the Simcha of the Nes. Why? Because what happens when we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Nisan for Klal Yisrael? What does it tell us? What are we supposed to take out of it? What we're supposed to take out of it is that in this Tkufa we saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael and he takes care of Klal Yisrael. Klai Yisrael, in the story of Purim, some Golos, they had been thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. They didn't know when it was going to end. And the matzav was not bright, it was bleak, right? You know, that it was nigzar on them in Shemayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and made this incredible nest without getting into the details, right? The whole Megillah is full of details of the nest. There's Svarim written, the Goyim, others that write to explain how each detail of the story was just coming to make a nest, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was planning from the beginning. It says, I'm just thinking of one detail. It says that Ahasuerus was in Shushan HaBira. How did he get to Shushan HaBira? Because he wanted to make a throne that was similar to the throne of Shlomo HaMelech. So he hired artisans, he wanted to find people, and they could only work in Shushan HaBira, and then he was going to transport it somewhere else. And in the end, they couldn't transport it, so he moved his whole capital to be in Shushan HaBira, because that's where his throne was. Why? Because Mordechai lived in Shushan HaBira. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Ahasuerus near Mordechai, so Mordechai could be involved, Hulu, and the rest of the story. Just one detail. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu was running the whole world for Klal Yisrael. That's what was supposed to be seeing in the story. That's what was supposed to be taken from Purim, and that's what was supposed to be taken from Pesach as well. That we have an Av, and a Roya, and a Shemer who watches us and takes care of us. That's the overwhelming feeling of Simcha that we're supposed to have from Purim, and then in Pesach. That's the feeling that a Yid is supposed to feel, that I have HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking care of me. And that feeling is something that's supposed to do something for us in a deep way. It's not just an enjoyment, for a few minutes. It's something that if a person really focuses on it and he manages to get it into himself, so when he's finished with Purim, he walks away a different Yid. He walks away with a different feeling. Rashi says, right, we all know the famous Gemara in Shabbos says that Kimu V'Kiblu, that Klal Yisrael made a new Kabbalah Satorah after Purim. What happened after Purim? Rashi says, Me'avas HaNes. What does it mean, Me'avas HaNes? The love of the nest. What does it mean, the love of the nest? It means because that seeing the nest brought out in them an Avaf HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for them to take care of them and He loves them. What exactly, specifically, had to do with Kabbalah Satorah? Good. That's a whole shmuz for itself for details, but the general feel was that when they went through Purim, they walked out feeling Avat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of them. And that's what's being offered to us. When we go through Purim, and we come Mishnichnas Adar, and then Purim and Pesach, that's where we're supposed to get our simcha from. Again, Avadu, we have the mitzvah sayyim, we do the mitzvah sayyim, and that's what helps us get there and enhances. But if we get lost in the mitzvah sayyim, and that's what the Yetzer tries to do, the Yetzer tries to get us sidetracked, and he tries to make sure we'll focus on something else, and we miss out on what there is to offer. I was thinking about a marshal, maybe it's a silly marshal, but you can imagine a bacha comes home ben hazman, right? And he comes home and he walks in the front door and he smells his favorite dish, whatever it may be. You know, his mother's making for him a good fester rib steak, you know, even better than you can get in Teres Chaim, right? And he smells it and, that's my favorite thing. So he comes in and his nose takes him right to the kitchen and his mother tells him, you know, I made you your favorite thing so you could have right when you come home, you know? And he sits down and he starts eating. So let's say his friend is with him. His friend says, you know, you're so lucky that your mother takes care of you in this way, and she thought of it, you know, that you should come into your favorite dish. And he says, mother? My mother here? He didn't notice his mother, right? His nose took him right to the kitchen and this, and he's, you know, oh, my mother, yeah. My mother took, you know, what happened? His friend is telling him, look how lucky you are that you have a mother who cares about you like that. And he's missed it all because he's too busy in his plate. That's what the HR tries to do for us. The HR tries to make that when Purim comes, we're so busy with the fun and the enjoyment, which it's supposed to be. But we can't miss out on the simcha. We can't miss out on the emissa simcha that we're supposed to get from it. If we get locked in just for the fun and the enjoyment or whatever, so what are we left with at the end? We all know what we're left with in that. A hangover, a mess, and, you know, nothing much to show for it. But if someone is able to lock in into this simcha, someone's able to feel that on Purim we saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking care of us. And again, it means taking care of us even though we taka did something wrong and we deserve to get punished, right? And afal pi kein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of us. And that's why we drink to show that even when we're not all there, but we're still dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because a Yid be'etzem is good and HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Yidin for what they are. And that's what we're supposed to walk away from on Purim. That's supposed to bring us simcha. That's what simcha is. And that's why this is something that really, it can affect our whole lives. Because l'maisa, that's what life is about. The same thing that happens, I say this all the time, but l'maisa, it's true. The same experience that we're going to go through on Purim with the same Yetzirah, really, a person can have that in his whole life, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always taking care of us. And every time a person experiences something in this world, and someone has something good in this world, so he enjoys it, and that's fine. But what can he take from that? When he enjoys something in this world, he can take from it that I have HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to have good things in this world. So he can just take the enjoyment and the pleasure and get focused on that and forget that there's something more than that. And in which case, when he's finished, it's gone and he has nothing to show for it. Or he can take from the experience that there's, I have HaKadosh Baruch Hu who looks after me and cares for me and takes care of me. Think about it. Think about the difference in that person's life. That person is not going to be the person who's always chasing after the thrill and the enjoyment. And then, you know, afterwards he's let down, so the Yetzer has to provide him for more things and more thrills. So then, you know, in between meals, he needs the snack, and then he has to check his phone, and he needs the electric cigarette. There's all these things, because he's got to get from thrill to thrill. He can't, you know, he needs more, because it's already gone. A person doesn't need that. If a person lives with this simcha, so it's something that lasts with him, it's something that a person davens in the morning, and he gets up, and he's thankful that he's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches him and takes care of him, and he wants him to enjoy, and he gave him a Torah, and he gave him the opportunity to connect with him. He's not thinking about anything else, because he's enjoying himself so much doing this, he doesn't have to look for other temporary chitzonistic things. Yeah. That's what's being offered to us. And again, it's very tricky, because enjoyment is enjoyment, and can't deny that it exists. It's all a question if we're willing to make the investment. If we're willing to make the investment and say, I'm gonna maybe forego a little bit of the enjoyment, a little bit of the fun, to get something deeper. And that question, which faces us Purim, faces us Ben Hazmanim, when we come home from Ben Hazmanim, and it faces us in life, because that's really what life is about. Life could be lived Mamish, b'simcha, atzuma, someone enjoying. You see people who live their lives like this. They walk around with emes simcha because they have this feeling that I'm connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of me. So no matter what they do, whatever little enjoyment they have, whatever avod Hashem they have, they're living with a tifa simcha. And that's this Avas Hanes, that's what we're supposed to get. That's what Purim is offering us. Purim is offering us the ability to lock into this and to walk away and to have 2 months of Adar and Nisan of walking around with this feeling of the Ava HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we come to the Pesach Seder and we're telling over Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim, so what is it that we're supposed to be feeling? We're supposed to be feeling, look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to do for us. We are fortunate. Klal Yisrael is different than every other nation because we have an Av, a Shemer, and a Roya who takes care of us. And not only he takes care of us in this world, that's also something we have to be thinking. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a schus that through all these things we're going to be Zeicha Ta'ilim Haba. If we talk about a piece of karka being mufka from a mitzvah. So what is it, a Yid who was given tayyad mitzvahs, a Yid who was given the opportunity not only to enjoy himself in this world, but in the process of enjoying himself in this world, to also be zeicha ta'ilim haba? So could there be something that could cause more simcha? Again, the Yetzer will come and say, you know, it's not worth it, it's not worth the effort, just take the enjoyment, you know, a bird in the hand is better than two in the bush. You know, you can enjoy yourself a little bit over here. You know, who says you're going to get to it? But you look around and you see. And see what's going on in the world and see who has the real enjoyment, who has the real hana, who has the real simcha. And that's what's being offered to us now. In Chodesh Adar and Chodesh Nisan, that's what we have to work on. That's what this time, preparation now, we have time till Purim to think about it and to make sure that when we come to Purim, we hear the Megillah, so we tackle walk away with an unbelievable simcha. And we could be mekayim the mitzvah, sayayim mitayich simcha. Knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a Torah and the Rabbanan gave me this mitzvah, the Rabbanan, to really appreciate and enjoy and to feel. I can tell you from experience from Talmidim that they told me that after they went through Purim in the right way and it was a new experience for them, they said they never had such a Purim in their life because they thought about it and they took what there was to have from Purim. So it required a little change in how they went about it, preparing whatever, without getting into the details. But if they did it right, they came away with something that lasted them for their entire lives. And it's something that if we can do it on Purim, then we'll be able to do it on Bein HaZmanim, and we can do it on a Pesach, and we can do it on a Sukkot, and we'll be able to do it our whole lives. That's really what the question is. Our question is, do we want to get to that simcha? We want to live a life with real simcha, that I can have a deep enjoyment, a deep feeling of appreciation, of appreciating my life and appreciating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or do I want to, you know, sell out for the cheap thrill? That's what the Yetzer is trying to convince us, and that's the Avodah. The Avodah is to prepare ourselves well, be determined to do it right, taka to have an emissa freilich Purim, which will give us an opportunity to work ourselves towards a Pesach that will give us that also, to have that good feeling and to come back taka stark and determined and happy b'simcha atzuma. Hatzlacha.